KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 57. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight with a low around 27. Staying sunny with a high of 58 throughout Tuesday and partly cloudy over Tuesday night with a low around 30. Slightly cooler on Wednesday, sunny with a high nearing 50 and a slight chance for some snow throughout Wednesday night, cloudy with a low around 23. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With Republicans hard at work in the House of Representatives at the federal level, Congressman Jake LaTurner from the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas was back on the home front here talking about some of the priorities that he's seen over the first month in office of the new session and the hard work from Republicans in the House of Representatives.
Republicans have hit the ground running, forcing the White House and the Senate to come to the negotiating table on important pieces of legislation. We started out by defunding 87,000 IRS agents, making sure we're more competitive with China. And there's a lot more to come, ending the COVID-19 vax mandates for our military. And we're just getting started. I think it's really a healthy thing for our country to not have one-party rule in Washington, D.C. at all times.
That audio from WIBW News. Jake LaTurner is serving on the House Appropriations and Oversight Committees, along with subcommittees focusing on areas that include health and education funding, along with border oversight for the southern border.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A semi-truck driver was sent to the hospital after a livestock truck he was driving flipped on a western Kansas highway at the end of last week. WIBW reports that according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the event happened on County Road F and I-70 in Thomas County when they found a 2007 Kenworth semi-truck hauling cattle driven by Alfredo Gomez of Dodge City had flipped on the interstate and landed in the ditch. According to police, they believe that Gomez was trying to pass a vehicle when he moved too far to the lane and caused the accident. He was sent to the Logan County Hospital with suspected minor injuries, and he was wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. In other news, police in Manhattan, Kansas are trying to identify a man that's connected to a fraudulent check that was used to spend hundreds of dollars at Walmart. WIBW reports that according to the Riley County Police Department, they are in search of the man who made a purchase at Walmart of $414 with an unauthorized electronic check. The investigation is still ongoing on the incident, and if anyone has any information on the man, you can call the Reno County Police Department at 785-537-2112. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature is discussing the idea of expanding the prison system. As they say, the prison population may be jumping up dramatically over the next few years, but it's caused great debate on the idea of investing money in expansion of prisons or on ways to keep people out of prison.
The Nebraska State Penitentiary should be closed down, not replaced. And the state should stop investing in expansions of the excessive physical infrastructure of our criminal legal system.
That's Diane Amdor, the staff attorney with the Nebraska Appleseed on KSNB at Local Channel 4. The Nebraska Department of Corrections say the expansion is way past due.
The Custer facility still remains under staff of emergency despite positive gains during the past year. So we've seen some progress, but there's still concerns. I just want to make sure everybody is aware of that.
The state is projecting the Nebraska prison population may jump from 5,800 inmates statewide to over 7,400 by 2030, and the expansion of the prison system would cost the state nearly $335 million.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Tuesday met with Luke Sunderland, a second attorney interested in a contract position to serve as public defender and work with child in need of care cases. Following, a motion was approved unanimously to contract with Megan Voracek, who had previously worked with Marshall County. She replaces Kelly Fumler, who was accepting an appointment as 22nd District Magistrate Judge. 20 tax sale properties were sold in Washington County February 14th, generating proceeds of $71,520. Some had delinquent taxes for 10 years or more. The last tax sale was held in 2016. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Tuesday afternoon and considered 2023 reorganization assignments. Commissioners discussed changes they'd like to make to the current sick leave and vacation leave policy, as well as changes to the current employee benefit package to offer a higher raise to employees moving forward. A motion was approved unanimously for a 6% cost of living raise for all Nemahal County employees on their primary position, except for county commissioners effective February 21st. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard last week that the Planning and Zoning Committee is ready to move forward with a public hearing on solar regulations. That is planned March 14th. The next regular Planning and Zoning meeting, March 2nd, will include two public hearings for a greenhouse and hog facility permit. Storm spotter training in Gage County is scheduled for Tuesday, February 28th, 7 p.m. at the Homestead National Park Education Center at Beatrice. No reservations required. The public is welcome. For information, contact Emergency Management Director Lisa Wigand at 402-223-1305. Storm spotter training is planned in Kansas on March 13th, Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca, March 27th at the Helvering Center in Marysville, and April 10th at the Washington Fire and Rescue Building in Washington. Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is hosting a career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 to 2. Over 35 businesses and organizations offering a variety of available jobs and services. The event is open to the public. Contact Highland Community College Western Center for more details. The Career Fair Thursday, March 2nd, 9 until 2 at the Western Center in Baileyville. James Shaughnessy was a recent guest on our KNDY Public Affairs program, highlighting a number of recent businesses established and improvements within the Axtell community.
First and foremost, the grocery store, which just got built. And we used to have an older grocery store, and it was old and outdated. And so, you know, the community got together and tore the old one down and raised money and did it in such a fast fashion. And you know, the grocery store, like I said, that's the most recent. And then we've got, you know, a new two-bay car wash. And then, you know, years ago, we needed a new bar and grill. And what do? We tore down the old one, and then we built a new one, call it ACES, which stands for Axtell Community Effort, ACES. So I don't know if it's not real public knowledge yet, but they're in the early stages of building a state-of-the-art fitness center and weight room. So the AEDC has an opportunity, an incredible opportunity in my eyes. It's for a daycare provider grant. They also have the tear down and build up programs for, you know, old buildings, old houses. They have micro loans for the Axtell businesses to start within the town. AEDC has been just tremendous on what they've put forward and what they continue to do to try to, you know, lure more young, you know, people and even businesses within the town of Axtell.
Efforts are underway to develop additional housing opportunities in Axtell.
A lot of young business owners within the town of Axtell that has taken over, you know, Tyler Jones over at Eagle HVAC and Plumbing, and then Brad Brockstrom at B&D Buildings, you know, he's been integral in all of it. And then James Kroger over at the lumber yard, they've got together, you know, James and Brad have got together and decided, you know, there is a need for this housing. And then they're trying to, you know, build up new houses. They're building some spec houses because people, you know, continue to move back and move to Axtell. So we have to have housing to accommodate, you know, those young families and those people moving back. So there are houses being built as we speak, and we'll be ready before you know it. Anytime there's a vacant lot or, you know, an old house needing to be teared down, there's been a few houses that have been torn down by individuals, and then that's where they're, you know, building new houses, spec houses, and built to custom order and everything.
Holly Schoenhofer, age 58, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30. Visitation at 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Holly Schoenhofer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger, potato wedges, pea salad, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, beef stroganoff, garlic bread, mixed green salad, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying warmer early this week before a chance for some snow showers over Wednesday night, and temperatures staying cooler on Thursday. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still more sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Snow showers may continue on Thursday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Northeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And flurries may continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 50, record high on this date 80, the average low 26, and the record low 16 below zero. Sunset this evening at 6:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:03. Widespread half to three-quarter inch of rain Sunday evening. We showed about half an inch at the KNDY studios. And it's 43 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Without Giannis, the Bucks can't lose. And another triple-double for you-know-who. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. In Milwaukee, the Giannis-less Bucks were down by one late in the fourth, looking to extend their winning streak against the Suns, looking to extend their 13-game winning streak.
Holiday loses and rises for three. And that's a big one! Triple for Holiday!
The call on WTMJ, Jrue Holiday drilled that shot to put his team ahead. They held on from there for a 104-101 win. Holiday finished with 33 points. The Bucks' winning streak is now 14. Giannis did not play due to a quad injury. In Denver,
Morris back as a pass deflected and stolen. Jokic has it at the front court. Alley-oop. Dunk! To Bruce Brown! Denver seals the win over the LA Clippers!
The call on KKSE. Nikola Jokic had 40 points, 17 boards, and dished out 10 assists to log his league-leading 23rd triple-double of the campaign. Nuggets beat the Clippers 134-124 in overtime. Continuing on the NBA hardwood, the Lakers rallied from down 27 points to beat the Mavericks 111-108. In Atlanta, time was running out.
4 seconds to go. Trey, tricky dribbles, drives, fakes, fires at the buzzer, and hits, and the Hawks win!
The call on 92.9 The Game. Trey Young's jumper as time expired lifted the Hawks past the Nets, 129-127. Around the association, Cavs routed the Raptors, 118-93. And in Portland, Damian Lillard erupted for a career-high 71 points. Blazers dispatched the Rockets, 131-114. Top 25 college men's action, number 4 UCLA got by Colorado, 60-56. 20th-ranked Providence crushed Georgetown, 88-68. And unranked Maryland routed number 21 Northwestern, 75-59. On the ice of the NHL, the Rangers skated by the Kings, 5-2. The Wild edged the Blue Jackets, 3-2 in overtime. And Toronto crushed Seattle, 5-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Substate basketball tip-offs Monday. Marysville girls at ACCHS, 7 o'clock broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights boys entertain Riverside. Tip-off this evening at 6.
Turnkey Custom Home Builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Recently, Kansas State University named a new vice president of executive affairs. This is Marshall Stewart.
I am. I was very honored that President Linton asked me to join the team. And on January 23rd, I started my tenure here as senior vice president and chief of staff for him, working on executive affairs. Think about a university having an internal and an external side. This is an opportunity to think about and to work on things like communications. How do we better articulate our message to our constituents, our 2.8 million citizens that live here in the state of Kansas? How do we amplify the work we do in engagement and outreach? How do we do that? How do we think about partnerships in a different way? And how do we do things that are going to make K-State all it can be and live up to its land-grant promise to really serve people? So looking back at the past history of working at North Carolina State University for over 21 years, I'm a native North Carolinian. I'm not a Tar Heel. But having the opportunity to work there for so many years, my alma mater, then having the chance 6.5 years ago to join the University of Missouri and become a Tiger, to help them at a very difficult time in their history in 2016 as they were coming on the heels of some very tough times they had had, a 37% drop in enrollment, and to help them work through creating a new narrative for their university and to build support for that institution through the work of extension, engagement, outreach, to really tie that together, not only for Columbia, but the city of Columbia and University of Missouri Columbia, but also the other three campuses of the system, to be able to be a part of that and to have the joy in watching people come back and see investments from the state go up to its highest level it had ever been. That's a remarkable thing to be a part of. And then to have the chance, as President Linton made the decision that he wanted me to come here and to join him as a part of this leadership team and to really help figure out how we make K-State all it can be for the people of Kansas.
Our things to ag today. That's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Debate over the use of the Oglala Aquifer has been a long-running challenge. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Jonathan Aguilar, K-State water specialist, and a group of sociologists from the university conducted a survey to gather data on producer perceptions of the aquifer's use in western Kansas.
The reason for the survey is just trying to understand the perception of the farmers. If there is going to be any program, if there's going to be any policy that needs to be laid out, we should also understand where they are coming from. And it is best to put those programs and activities out in alignment to what they are thinking. So if they think that they are doing something, then let's try to understand where they are coming from in that aspect. And if they think that they really recognize the value of the water, then let's put some emphasis on that aspect.
He goes on to explain that producers understand that the aquifer as a resource goes even beyond their own livelihoods.
It's definitely a big resource for that region, and they recognize the importance of this aquifer, both for their personal gain in terms of their livelihood. They live and breathe on this resource. But more importantly, they were also concerned about their community because this water also supplies the rest of the community. Again, so they're not just only thinking about themselves in terms of their livelihood, but also in the health of their community because they recognize that if the water is not there, some of the businesses are not going to thrive. Some of the basic necessities for the communities are not going to be funded or are not going to be satisfied just because the water also brings along some of this economic prosperity in the region.
Aguilar ends by highlighting that producers are already making efforts to conserve this water and the role that K-State Research and Extension has in assisting with that.
I think one thing that I heard from them is that they are already doing something. And I think I could attest on that on some aspect, because we know that over the years, in the past 20, 30 years, most of the irrigation system has already transitioned from flood irrigation to center pivot. So more than 95% are already center pivot. So that means that we have gained efficiency. So a typical flood irrigation would be about 50 to 65% efficient. Now, when you're talking about center pivot, you are talking about 80 to 90% efficient. So we know that they have already made a big stride in terms of conservation. Going back again to my technical point of view, is that enough? Maybe from the technical point of view, they probably are maximizing the technology, but the technology is not the only piece in the puzzle. It's one of them, but there might be other options. And I think that's where the KSRE comes in, is that trying to figure out the other pieces of the puzzle in order to make them more efficient and conserving the water more.
Once again, that was K-State Water Specialist Jonathan Aguilar with producer perception data on the aquifer's use. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henriques from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday, and certainly a great Monday with the moisture and the cattle that we have, and the cattle markets are excellent. So, hey, give us a call, Beatra 77 Livestock. We'll get started at 10 o'clock this morning sharp with a good cow run and move right into the hay and the feeder cattle. But the great news again today is the markets of the finished product. Last week, it all started in the auction markets in Iowa at $1.64, followed throughout the week at that lame 163 up to 164. And in the carcass prices, it appears that most of the high-priced cattle were late Friday afternoon at 262. Well, here at 12 o'clock noon with the hay department, certainly a little short on square bales yesterday. However, we do have 30 third-cut alfalfa. They had a tarp on them overnight. And out of Kansas, we're going to get 150 prairie that was waiting to hit the road here this morning. That is a good Mingy prairie hay, so that'll be here today, along with 27 straw bales. In the big round bale department, in the round alfalfa, there's 12 third cut at $23.41. Another group of five round alfalfa. In the prairie, guys, we do again have that good eight bales. They weigh 17.80 of round prairie. There's an additional 12 and a group of eight and eight. In the round grass, there's a group of six and 11. In the round rye, there's a group of six. In the round CRP, there's a group of 14 and a group of eight. And the big square bales, the 3x4x8 foot, good stuff. There's nine of them. They weigh 1333. Well, in the cattle run, folks, that will get started with two red-white-faced families right after dinner. They're 3 and 5 year olds. They have 225-pound calves at side. So if you need a couple of families, certainly check these out. Well, in the feeder cattle listing here today, there's two groups of unweaned. Everything else is weaned, vaccinated, some cases double vaccinated. So let's tell you about them right now. We've got about 7-8 groups of small groups of cattle. Excuse me. The thing that I want to tell you about on the small groups, they're high quality, just lesser numbers. That's going to start off with Fikin out of Pleasant Dale, 6 black and red steers, 6 to 700. Mansfield, Virginia's got 5 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Rippey out of Auburn's got a group of 6 black steers. They're going to weigh 500. Scott Mueller out of Syracuse got 6 black and black baldies. They're going to weigh 400. Chanel out of Pleasant Dale's got 5 black steer and heifers at 550. Lee Meyer out of Nebraska City, 6 black baldy steer and heifers, 600. The Stilly calves, there's 18 black steer and heifers. There are no wean, but they do have a double vac. They're 5 to 600. Will Marcin out of Beatrice has 30 black steers, 8 to 850. Menzels of Virginia have 7 black heifers. They are 750. Now, Will and David Oatman's guys with the Red Angus Cross, they're going to set the world on fire today. Great cattle. Will was going to start it off with 76 red-white-faced steers. They're going to weigh 7 to 7.5. We're going to follow David's 40 red-white-faced steers. That's Oatman's cattle at 7 to 7.50. Dave's also 25 red-white-faced heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 6.75. Brian Brower's got two groups out of Claytonia. 80 black and red steers are going to weigh 5 to 550. 20 black and red heifers are going to weigh 500. Christian Farms out of Steiner. 44 black and bronco heifers, everything in the world, then they're going to weigh 575 to 6.25. The Larson cattle out of Liberty, hey, they're going to be black, they're going to be good. 35 black steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 5 to 600. Paul Sisko's got two groups out of Burchard, 15 black steers, 7.25 or 8.25. Also, 35 black steers, 575 to 700. John and Curtis Sisko have 99 black and black baldy steers. They're going to weigh 575 to 775. Eichenberger Farms out of Pawnee City, a very good set of 49 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 675. Wayne Adam and Son out of Odell's got 25 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 700 to 800. Michael Pesek out of Swanton, 55 black char red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 600 to 800. Laughlin Angus out of Crab Orchard's got 16 black steer and heifers. They're going to 16 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 800. Keebler Farms out of Sterling, 24 shorthorn steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 650. And that is a high-quality, good set of cattle here today. Certainly give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Well, we do want to remind you about the March 23rd Bread Cap Special. Certainly taking consignments for that, folks. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. Right now, we do have cow-calf family. So if you have interest or consignments, certainly give us a call. We would respect your wishes and certainly advertise them for you. Have a great day. Keep in mind that you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
And Denny said they had about 0.03 of an inch. We had about 0.5 inch, hearing reports from 0.5 up to 0.75 inch across much of our listening area Sunday evening. And sunshine returns, 43 degrees this morning, and we'll look for highs around 60 for today.
By a large margin, Americans prefer white eggs rather than brown ones. What's the difference? An in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 27th, the 58th day of the year. Author John Steinbeck was born on this day. Brown eggs, as you know, come from hens with brown or red feathers, while white eggs are from white-feathered hens. But is there any reason to prefer one over the other? Here's a few facts to help you decide. Nutritionally, there is essentially no difference. In fact, the pigment in the shell is the only thing that differentiates one from the other. Why do brown eggs cost more? Red hens are often larger and therefore produce larger eggs. And they've also developed some cachet for being healthier or tastier. Those benefits, if any, are due to differences in feed or other raising practices rather than the color of the shell. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action again this weekend as we get closer to the end of the regular season. This is the final week of the regular season as we go into games throughout this weekend. Saturday, wrapping up Big 12 play, but the Jayhawks pulled off another victory over the weekend, in a slight victory at that, as they took on the West Virginia Mountaineers, winning 76-74. It was tied all the way through as the Jayhawks pulled off a two-point victory by the halftime. They were tied with 41 points each on the board in the second half, as DeJon Harris ended up putting 17 points on the board, along with Grady Dick and Kevin McCullough both putting 16 points up. K.J. Adams Jr. had 13 points with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Their next game's on Tuesday, with tip-off at 8 p.m. at home against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. In Wildcat basketball, they also had a great weekend taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That was on the road down in Oklahoma, winning 73-60. Their next to the last tip is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at home against the Oklahoma Sooners. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss this season's final women's basketball home game on Saturday, March 4th, when we host Texas at 4 p.m. in Bramlage. Be sure to stay after the game as we recognize our seniors. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. To get yours today, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Substate basketball tip-offs Monday. Marysville girls at ACCHS, 7 o'clock broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights boys entertain Riverside. Tip-off this evening at 6.
KNDY.
Traffic crawls, cell phone calls, talk radio screams at me, but through my tinted window I see a little girl, a rust red minivan. She's got chocolate on her face.